but it's down to Pallone Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the matchup.
Moving pictures on the backfield is coming on. Moving pictures on the far outside, reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is Moving Pictures with a 9-1 stutter and 151.
Tying up on the end of it, trying to reach Mystical Sunshine. And it's Peaceful Way with her brilliant winning way to capture the
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hey everybody, Norm Borg from the home studios at Rideau-Carlton Raceway in Ottawa, and it is put up or shut up time for Baymount. The ones who hope to build a new racetrack in Belleville have been trying to do that for a long time. Not much is happening. And the Agricultural Society of Belleville that holds the license for the track is saying, let's get it done. We'll talk to the president of the Belleville Agricultural Society, Doug Rollins, when we come back on Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. It is a phantom racetrack in eastern Canada that at best has a silver shovel put in it. Talking about Belleville, of course, and the track that's been proposed there, a lot of livelihoods hang in the balance. Baymount, of course, is a company that initially built a partnership with the Agricultural Society of Belleville to build this racing and gaming facility. Not much has happened, as we said. And with me on the other end of my line is the president of the Belleville Agricultural Society. Doug Rollins is saying that, look, that enough is enough, right, Doug?
That's the bottom line right there. Let's get at it.
Well, what's interesting to me is that you have told the Belleville Intelligencer that you feel inclined to finally give Baymount an ultimatum.
Well, I've only taken over as president in February, and had to kind of get in there and find out exactly everything that's going on. But they've been to the post two or three times, and the gate hasn't opened, and we need the gate open, and let's get at it.
Now, you formed this partnership initially with Baymount, did you not?
Yes, I wasn't part of that form when I wasn't on the board at that time, but it was formed with the Agriculture Society, and we feel it's a good deal, and it gives them the opportunity to be part of it. As you know, without a racing license, you don't have the privilege of building a track.
Or have a slot parlor either.
Well, that's the requirements for the slot parlor is that you got to have a track, too.
Right.
And that's what Baymount haven't had, and the only reason that there was a license available, our track is not conducive to have it, the old track in the city, heart of the city, is not conducive to have a whole lot of expansion put onto it and brought up to slot facilities at this time.
Now, Belleville has secured a loan agreement with OLG for $14.2 million. That's being held in abeyance. Meantime, they have made numerous offerings, public offerings of their stock. Has anything come of that that would suggest to you that, you know, they're finally going to get this thing built?
Well, they've had a group of people in the last couple of weeks meet, and they're prepared to put some money into it that needs to get the track built. Because, see, even though OLG gives them the money and has granted them a mortgage for $14.2 million, I think it is,
yeah,
to allow them to go ahead and build the slot parlor, one of the requirements are that they have to have a track to be ready to run race on within 9 months.
Right.
Now, okay, because of dates and winters, it could go 10 months or it could go maybe even to a year if they happen to be ready, you know, in the spring and, time frame. But however, they have to have a track ready to go. Well, we are the ones that have the license as far as the track is concerned.
Right, and so you've got the hammer, as they say,
well,
in curling.
I think we have the hammer. It could have been a little bit harder as far as, you know, where it was concerned, but they have taken us down, as I said, they've taken us to the post a couple of times with people that they were sure they were going to come through with it, and that didn't happen.
Now, I should point out that once again, Trot Radio has reached People at Baymount, those in executive positions, Ray Veneman, Graham Simmons, we have left messages telling them that we'd like to have them on Trot Radio to give their perspective. And once again, those messages have gone unanswered. So, you know, I'm just going to leave that out there and let our listeners know that we've been trying to be fair. Okay, now you're the president, and you're looking to give an ultimatum now. What kind of a time frame would you be looking at? And I should add that your statement about an ultimatum apparently came as a surprise to other members of the board. Which one do you want to tackle first?
Well, I'm not going to put a time limit onto it right instantly, but the other members of the board... The board and the whole group on the board are all flustered to no end that it hasn't been going.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it was maybe a little bit of a surprise to some of them. They hadn't heard that they were going to get in a position to come on, let's get on with this.
Have you begun to talk to other prospective groups?
No, we haven't. But there is a couple of other prospective groups since the article was written in the paper, mm-hmm. and that we've given more or less notice to BEMA, we got to get something going.
Mm-hmm.
That there is another couple of groups that have phoned me in the last 24 hours to say that, yes, we're interested.
Any chance of revealing who they are?
I don't think that would be appropriate on my behalf at this time.
I thought I'd try a little Gordon Sinclair front page challenge with you.
But as long as my gray matter is working, I'm going to say I don't know.
Well, that's fair enough. We're on the line with Doug Rollins, the president of the Belleville Agricultural Society. So what about other municipalities? Belleville, Quinte West, I know the mayor of that municipality has openly said that they're game to put up a track on a parcel of land.
They are, but the first thing is we would have to have the city of Belleville not want us locating here.
Mm-hmm.
And as well you know, the host city picks up, well, if we have, you know, a couple of hundred machines here or 200 plus, you can anywhere to pick up to $3 to $4 to $5 million a year as far as income from that.
Well, what about Belleville? Would they be willing to be your new partner?
That has not been ruled out. It was mentioned in the article, too, in the paper that the mayor didn't, you know, absolutely cross that off the list either.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, speaking with my harness racing fan hat on, and not only that, one who is employed in the industry, more racing equals good things.
Oh.
And we want this to happen.
Oh, and so do we. So do we.
Yeah.
Our facilities are getting tired at the fairgrounds, and we need to have either spruce up our facilities here, but why do that if we're going to move within, you know, a very short time? But we got to see the bulldozers going, and we got to see a track getting started.
Well, you have certainly taken the bull by the horns, Doug Rollins, and perhaps now this new statement will perhaps finally get the ball rolling in the soap opera that is Belleville Raceway.
Well, I would hope that we could see, they had an official opening a year ago, but we haven't seen any bulldozers yet.
Kind of like going to the prom and getting stood up.
Well, it's kind of like getting dressed up and nobody coming to the door. That's
okay.
Right.
And, well, Doug Rollins, we want to wish you the best of luck. Please keep us posted, and we'll continue to keep our listeners posted on what is happening over in Belleville and the Phantom Belleville Raceway.
Thank you much.
Thank you for being on Trot Radio, and that wraps it up for this edition. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standardbred Canada. Technical producer Chris Knowles, and is brought to you by Board Communications. Bye-bye.